today we have Dr. Kim Corrace, who is the VP of Innovation and Transformation at the Royal, and we're going to talk a little bit about substance abuse and kind of what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, and I think this stuff has become very much heightened during the pandemic. So first of all, Dr. Corrace, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join us here on The Drive.
Thanks for having me to discuss this important topic.
Yeah, and I think it feels like because of the pandemic that maybe people are turning towards different types of coping mechanisms, we'll call them, and unfortunately, alcohol and drugs come into the equation. Is it fair to say or safe to say that in the last 8 or 9 months or so, Dr. Corrace, that we have seen an increased use of substances for people during the pandemic?
Yes, absolutely, we have, and it's to the ones you've spoken about. We have seen an increase in the frequency of alcohol use, people drinking more often, especially those in the 18 to 34 age group. We've seen increases in opioid use, other substance use, mental health distress. Those have all been increasing since the onset of the pandemic.
And when we talk about men specifically, when you just said that, like initially I think, okay, that's how, if people are coping with it negatively, that's how everyone is coping with it. But is there a difference? Because it seems like that might kind of tend to slide towards men more with what you just said as opposed to women?
Well, prior to the pandemic, alcohol and substance use is far more common amongst men than women. So we see that men compared to women have higher frequency of drinking, higher levels of binge drinking, higher levels of opioid and other substance use. And as such, they often suffer higher rates of related harms. But what we've seen since the pandemic is that's even increased, especially if we look at some of what we've been seeing about opioids and those harms, both in our community here in Ottawa and in Ontario and Canada at large.
So I think for a lot of people, maybe during the pandemic, they've had, Dr. Corrace, maybe they have an extra drink, or over the course of a week, they're finding, oh, maybe I'm having over 7 days, an extra bottle of wine, or over 7 days. Like, what would fall within the realm of acceptable or we'll call it safe consumption of alcohol and drugs? And when would it cross the line into becoming dangerous?
That's a great question. And we've been hearing that in our communities. Probably we've been seeing that, in families and friends as well, people drinking more for many reasons related to shame or blame or boredom or stress or anxiety, et cetera. But when we look at what are some of the low risk, and that's what we like to call about them, low risk drinking guidelines, they're different for men and women. And that's because drinking and the and use and the consequences and how use looks in men and women are different. So for women, we look for low-risk drinking guidelines, 10 standard drinks a week for women with no more than 2 drinks a day, most days. And for men, we're looking at 15 drinks a week for men with no more than 3 drinks a day, most days. So that's what we'd look at for low-risk drinking guidelines that would really reduce one's both long-term risk as well as risk of injury and harm and from it becoming more of a problem.
And when you talk about these things, you know, I think we're aware sometimes that those are short-term fixes, and they certainly aren't long-term fixes to those problems. So why do we still do it? And then, you know, at the end of it, usually, you know, your mental health is probably worse off after some of those effects wear off. So when does it become that difference between, you know, that short-term fix and understanding that there might be some mental health issues at the end of it?
That's a really great question. And it's normal. Alcohol and substance use is a normal part of our culture. And certainly not everybody who drinks or uses substances has a problem. And I think that's the point you brought up. But the more that one drinks or uses, the more likely it is to put people on a path to developing some problematic use, right? So there's many reasons that drive that. And if we look at what's happened since the pandemic, and these are factors that could have impacted before, but remember, we're at heightened and exacerbated experiences now, right? So more stress, economic stress, financial stress, isolation. I mean, we've had a very long period of physical distancing recommendations. That really takes a toll on people's mental health, as well as their just their ability to cope in more healthy ways too, right? We don't have the same structure in our day. People are more bored. Maybe people had more healthy coping strategies like being able to go to the gym and hang out with friends, and now you can't do that. So it's normal for people to turn and look for other ways to feel more calm or to feel better, actually. Or if they've had a substance use or alcohol use problem in the past, then this may be those factors actually may trigger additional issues or a worsening or a recurrence of those problems too.
So if we could, for a moment here, talk a little bit about what the Royal has. It's the RAM clinic. It's the Rapid Access Addiction Medicine Clinic, where potentially, Dr. Carace, if you are worried or maybe you're worried about a friend or a loved one, is that where people should turn to in this community if there is legitimate concern about abuse of alcohol, opioids, or other types of drugs?
Absolutely. If people are concerned, this is one place that people can go to. It's called the Rapid Access Addiction Medicine Clinic. So if people are concerned about their alcohol or opioid use, it's very easy to reach out to. And there's a team of professionals who are there to help people achieve their goals would be, even if it's just maybe wanting to find out more about what options are and what's going on. Very simple to do that. It's on the webpage. I can give you the phone number if people are interested. There's also Service Access to Recovery, which is another option in the community for connection to resources if people are looking for help. And right now there's a lot of online resources too. So that if sometimes there's a lot of stigma to reaching out to get help. So it's finding the ways for people to get that help, because when people are recognizing, as you said, you're going down that path, right? And if you're starting to get concerned, reaching out to talk to somebody as quickly as possible is always a good way to go.
And we deal, of course, we talk sports every day here on the station, and we're so used to, you know, talking about injuries, well, you know, broken arm, broken leg, and how long it's going to take to recover. And if you have a broken leg, you're going to go get it looked at, you're going to get it fixed, and it might take 4 to 6 weeks. It might take 3 months for it to get better again. People don't have that same association if there's something wrong with going to get this fixed. And this is what we're trying to kind of help with, that it's okay to go in and say, yeah, I think I might have a little bit of a problem, and I'd like to get it fixed. As you just mentioned, the stigma is such a big part of people going to look for help.
You're absolutely right. There is so much shame and embarrassment and fear of being judged. When you're bringing up an excellent point, having a substance use disorder is a health condition, just like any other health condition, and it needs to be treated that way. And I'm the good work that you and your teams are doing in terms of trying to break down some of that stigma, because one of the number one barriers to help for men and women, but we're talking about men today, to get help for their substance use is the stigma related. And everyone deserves compassionate, free from judgment care, and to feel that they can reach out and knowing they're going to get what they need in that way.
Well, as we let you go, Dr. Kim Carace, if you have that phone number handy.
I do.
Okay, well, perfect. Again, this is for the Rapid Access Addiction Medicine Clinic at the Royal. So, again, if you are concerned about yourself, a loved one, and that they might have, you have concerns about their consumption of alcohol or drug use, Dr. Carace, if you don't mind just passing along that phone number.
I will. It's 613-722-6521, extension 6508.
There we go.
We do encourage people to reach out, and thank you for bringing this to people's attention.
Well, no, thank you for taking a few minutes to kind of shed your insight with us, because, or share your insight with us, because I think that is it is invaluable to us, and it's an important conversation to have during the pandemic, and it means a lot to Lee and I that you would take a few minutes. So thank you so much for doing this, Dr. Carace.
Thank you so much, and you have yourself a good day.
All right, you as well. There's Dr. Kim Carace. And again, the number 722-6521, and the extension number is 6508. That is for the Royals Rapid Access Addiction Medicine Clinic.